Hello, and today we're going to be talking about the top 5 first-person shooters off of my opinion, personally. Number 5, I guess. I'm gonna put, Warface on here. Warface is a game, it's like this game where, it's basically COD with worse graphics. It's like playing Modern Warfare 2 on a PC. It's not good, you know, as that. But if you're playing it on console, like the same thing with Modern Warfare 2, then you can get the graphics very, very good. And that's one of the best things about it. Number 4. This one is PlanetSide 2. PlanetSide 2 is an MMO first-person shooter where you choose one of 3 different, basically, factions for a territory of these different continents in a never-ending battle. The best part about this, it has amazing graphics, PC and console, free-to-play. And you can get, these things, a membership, which really boosts the experience on it. Number 3, Counter-Strike Global Offensive. CSGO is a first-person shooter cooperative bomb defusal thing. And basically, how it works is you can use in-game currency transactions to buy different skins for weapons and knives. And it used to be not free, but it's free now. I have 47 hours on it. And I'm pretty happy about that. Number 2, I'm gonna put on here, which is PlayerUnknown's Battleground. I don't really like this game. It's a good game. It is. And this is my top 6, actually. Number 1. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. This is a really, really good game from Tom Clancy. It is a first-person shooter cooperative game with multiple DLCs, add-ons, characters, and just core characters. You keep on playing and you get in-game currency to buy your operators. Operators have different abilities, special modes, or special drones. You have 2 sides, the defenders, the attackers, the counter-terrorist, and the defenders, the terrorist. There are currently 3 modes: bomb defusal, point capture, and hostage. One problem is it blitz. There are a few characters that are broken. They just added something, which is a reverse friendly fire system. So due to toxicity to players, causing losing points, and basically doing a lot of that stuff, it really didn't really go well with the developers. And I'm gonna add one more on here, even though that was our number 1. Left 4 Dead 2. The reason why I didn't want to put it on here is because it's not really a first-person shooter. It's more of a zombie shooter. But Left 4 Dead 2 is a cooperative, multiplayer, first-person shooter game where you have to defend hordes of zombies in a few different modes like mutation versus realism and realism versus. Realism modes are where you cannot see your teammates. And of course, Left 4 Dead 2 includes all the gore that you need in a classic zombie game. One problem with it is that you can download mods, but they are very broken, because if they are not VAX secured, then they will be taken down and you can't play the game anymore. That's why I had to unsubscribe to all my mods, because I put a Waluigi mod in. and it said that it was in fact secured. That's some of the best. I'm gonna get more in depth to the ones I didn't put on, like Team Fortress 2. I don't really think that this is a very good game for the time that it was, for our time right now. It's very popular. I just don't think, that it's very just good. I don't really like how the operators work. I am an assault rifleman myself. But I don't really think that the controls and how it works is very adaptive. It's going to be one of those harsh games, and that's why I didn't put it on this list for all the honorable mentions. And another honorable mention is, it is Codename Cure. I didn't put this on mostly because it was made in 2017. It looks like it was made in 2007. It really sucks, and Valve kind of has that little style that they make their games in, you know, with the kind of textures, with the hands and stuff, but this game is just not what I was expecting in a Valve game like that. It's just not one. Another honorable mention, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. I love this game. A lot of people prefer that it kind of sucks. My only problem with it on PC, it's one of those games like Warface. The graphics are terrible. You know, it looks like you're playing on a Windows XP or something. And our last honorable mention is Brain Bread 2. It's also made by Valve. It is one of those games that could be like a test for like a new Left 4 Dead 3 or like one of those, because like it's new, like it's being updated right now, like in 2019. They're doing stuff in 2019 with this, and it's one of those games like basically, like Codename Cure, where you can mod it to an extent that's pretty fun, but it's just not really worth it in the end because it's not one of those memorable games that is going to stick with you for a long time, you know? And there's one of the problems about it. And, yeah, a lot of people like Modern Combat 5, a lot of people do. And a lot of people might be confused why I didn't put it on this list or why I called it terrible. Because it is. That's the problem with it, is that it would work on PC because you don't need a reload button. But it was designed to be a GameLoft mobile game that is kind of like that COD remake. You know how they made Gangster Vegas and all that stuff? They made it so that mobile players can have a good time while still being able to play free games, you know, filled to the brim with ads and transactions. And that's why I didn't put Modern Combat 5 on this list, because it's one of those games like AVA Dog Tag or America's Modern Army Proving Modern Warfare Grounds thing, mostly because it sucked. It's just games like that. And Aim Lab. I wanted to put it on this list. I decided not to, mostly because Aim Lab is like this, it's like this game that improves your aim, except it's not really just, it's really just not a first-person shooter. You know, it gives like these statistics on your aim and how you can improve, but it's just not a first-person shooter. It's kind of more of a little simulator, in what I would say. I hope you guys enjoyed. Please follow the podcast for more good. Good is one of the keywords in here for more good, okay, podcasts. I hope you had as much fun listening, which you probably didn't, as I did, making this and playing the games in here. Goodbye.